Blog Talk Radio.
Start. Introduce yourself and start talking.
Hello. Name is Essence 7B. How are you?
Hi, I'm Gabby.
What do you guys think about the Nashville 5-1 earthquake season happening?
Woo! See, I'll be like, LA, we gone. Nah, I'll be like, I was scared, honestly, you know, screaming, jumping. But, you know, it's just earthquakes, you know. And the funny part is my brother came out the bathroom butt naked, but it was okay. This boy said he threw his dog and he jumped on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
That dog be like, hey, this is dead already. Oh, yeah, but the 5.0, the 5.0 is not a joke. Like, it's serious.
It like, came out of nowhere,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it started on Hawthorne, then Eaglewood, and, like, just imagine if it was, like, a 8.0 or 9.0. Like, that,
I know,
like, I feel sorry for the people who probably was injured from that incident that day, or, I don't know, I just feel bad and scared. You?
It was big. Well, yeah, it was big. But I also heard there's another one coming.
Yeah, I think it was going to be the other one coming. I heard it was going to be big.
Yeah, it was going to be way bigger than the 5.0.
Way big. It might start some damage on Hawthorne. I don't know.
For any particular reason, why do you think we have an earthquake?
I don't know. Oh, that's a good
Actually,
question.
I really don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know. Well, we're only seventh graders.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Next question.
Do you know?
What do you guys look forward to doing? Or summer vacation.
Anything that comes up to mind.
Swimming.
Hey, you know, maybe hot. Go to the beach, you know. Play tennis. Kick it with the fam. Go to the park.
Kick it with the fam, bam.
Yeah. Anything that I want to do. You want to talk, Keevante?
No.
Oh, okay.
Any, like, cities, countries you want to visit?
No.
No.
Oh, we got 2 weeks.
California.
We only got 2 weeks out. We did.
Well, we only got like 3 more.
I would say I want to go to Palmdale or you know Palmdale.
I heard it's windy, but then it's also hot out
there. Next question. Come on now.
For these 3 weeks that we have left, is there anything you can do to like change your grades?
Oh my God,
And Miss Sarah.
Miss Sarah's class, Miss Akins. I think I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool.
But I'm still try hard to get that A. Miss Sarah, I'm just work hard. I'm just gonna work hard.
What about you?
Try my best to do my work.
Yeah, what class?
Sarah.
Okay, next question.
What about the trick out?
Oh, the trip. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey,
oh,
I want to go.
I heard because we can get a bus. I know, but see, if we had a bus,
we probably could go Friday.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Not going to class on Friday.
Last time we went, it was really fun. The hill, everything. It was cool. It was fun.
But the watch, man, I hope they don't come, honestly.
I mean, they're going to have to come.
But if they don't come, it's going to be boring because then they bring drama.
Yeah.
And
you know, I would like to torture some sick friends, if you know.
Hey, they might beat you up, so if I was y'all,
Yeah, so... I was looking forward to go, but it's all good.
We can wait till June 12th, whatever that is.
What about you, Matt?
Do you guys even know about any historical events that took place yesterday?
Next question.
You playing, Matt.
Come on now. Come up with words.
What was yesterday?
Of what?
2008 or 9?
Today. Yesterday. Obama did what? When Obama was
trying to get
Hispanic lady that was
60. I think that's a good idea. I think it was a good thing for him
is
to do
excellent?
For, I think it's a good thing for him to do for Latino people or
Hispanic.
Yeah, I really think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Obama. Okay.
At least John McCain did away.
Yeah. I mean, with the lady, it's a good thing you fix the lady, you know? Speak a little insinuous.
Look, at least he's a lady, not a man.
Yeah.
If there's one thing you could change about our school, what would it be?
Everything.
No.
This whole building,
the
teachers,
the
kids, the PE yard, the
gym. We don't want to get, what gym? We don't want to get hit by a car. Nobody don't want to get hit by a car.
Yeah, especially with, I'm not going to bring that up. But yeah, we got hit by
but what happened to my friend?
Yeah, we ain't trying to get like that, you know? All crippled, come to school with crutches and everything. We good.
Come to school.
Yeah, We're gonna stick with the changing the parking
and
lot.
Having a new campus.
Yes.
Cause this is too small.
And bigger.
And it'd be messy up in the classes. And plus, it'd be hot, and teachers be taking off their.
And we need some teachers. I mean, come on now. We need some good teachers. Well, some
we
of them are
air
good.
Freshener. Air freshener.
One of my best teachers, Mr. DeVega. But you know, some of the teachers they gotta go. You know, they got to go. Next. What about you, Beth? What do you think?
What I think we should change, like, the field, get some grass.
Yep.
I know. I would love it.
He's playing a big old dirt field.
All right, guys. Here we go. We had the ladies in here, you know, assist them doing what they do, always bringing, you know, a lot of energy. So we got to start this off with a serious question here. Who saw Wolverine?
Most of it.
That's the movie. That's the whole thing.
This is only for the guys. This time, guys. All right, listen up. What was the best part of the movie?
None.
Who about you?
For the best part, it was when he was fighting his brother.
All right. His brother's name is who?
I can't remember.
What was his brother's name?
He had...
His brother's name was Sabretooth.
Oh, his real name was Sabretooth?
Well, it's sort of not his brother,
because
in the magazine it says it's his
half brother.
They have
the same mom. Oh my god. Yeah. All right. So check it out. Now, did you guys get a chance to see Terminator Salvation yet?
Yep.
All right. Oh, you did see it?
That's all right.
What did you think about it?
I think it was good.
You thought it was all right? What movie y'all
did?
A lot of action? Mm-hmm. How much action you think was in there?
Too little?
Fast and Furious had a lot of action?
Mm-hmm. Girl.
How much action do you think it'll be if I take that cell phone that I see behind one of our speakers right now?
Alright,
now, you know a movie's coming out in June 24th, I believe?
Transformers,
Revenge of the Fallen. Who's the Fallen?
Everybody Decepticons.
Uh-huh. But now, the rumor is that the Fallen's supposed to be some old school Transformers.
No, they said supposedly that Megatron comes back.
Thank God.
I think he doesn't.
Okay.
What's surprising is that in the cartoon, Megatron was a gun, and now they made him into an alien starship, and now in this new movie, they made him into a tank.
Yeah, it's for the children. They didn't want to have a PG-13 movie with a Decepticon turns into like a 9mm. They didn't want to have any of that. But I believe The Fallen, are you seeing that, Cavante? You're not going to be checking that out? The Fallen is supposed to be one of your OG Transformers who rebuilt himself by adding dead Transformers to his body. So you see like, you may see like a Autobot murdered, you know, destroyed like 20 years ago. Like his leg now.
Isn't it Unicornian or something like that?
Yeah, Unicron from the series?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing kind of bothers me. How do you guys feel about this? Any of y'all see the Transformers series or the old movie? When Megatron was become Galvatron? You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Megatron was destroyed somehow. And he was
reborn. He was like purple then.
Yeah,
like,
by Unicron. He was talking about. He made him into Galvatron, and then Starscream came.
And destroyed.
He destroyed Starscream. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still alive.
Yeah. What's the part y'all looking forward to in Transformers? Go around with the part. Oh, you don't want to see it.
The part.
You waiting to see? You waiting to see Transformers?
Yeah.
What's the best part you waiting to see?
The beginning.
What happens in the beginning?
I don't know.
Oh, but you know what I'm saying? Like, set it off in the beginning? What about you, my friend?
I want to see the end.
You want to see the end? What about you?
Everything
inside? What about you, my friend?
Same thing.
What about you?
Everything.
What about you?
I hope Bumblebee dies.
Thank God. That'll be...
I'm playing.
Uh-oh. That's essence in the background.
What's good about that they made a second one is because Starscream got away.
Yeah, and Shockwave. Soundwave is supposed to be in this one, too.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of opening, who here saw Star Trek?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
my dad saw it with my uncle.
Did he like it?
Uncle.
Did your dad like it?
I wanted to see it with him.
My dad said it wasn't like the one that he
back in the day, the old days, the black and white TV.
Old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
I like old
you
school.
Saw it, my friend?
I wanted to go see it, but my brother ended up going.
Oh, really? Maybe we have to figure out a way to get a copy in here. We won't say how. We have to figure out a way to get it. We'll talk to Cavante's people about that. You know, I think Cavante has his supplier that he don't want to share nobody with anybody, right? All right, cool. Check it out. We have like 2.5 weeks left for school, right?
Yep.
All right, y'all looking forward to that?
Yep.
You know what Essence and her girl is?
What are you doing?
Especially if she has no phone, right? All right, so actually, what are you guys going to do for when summer comes around?
Work.
Where are you going to work at?
I don't know.
I'm working.
Probably.
I'm working. You working too? I
just working where?
I don't know, working
CDs. You be working at where?
In my house.
Oh, yeah? So we're going to come see you if we need some CDs?
Yeah.
All right, good. We need that address. What hours are you going to be working?
When?
Oh, you ain't going to be working.
Just yeah.
What are you doing for the summer? What are you doing?
My dad wants to take us to Peru.
Yeah.
My mom wants to take us to Legoland.
Legoland?
Peru?
Get out of here.
And your parents from Peru?
I really? I didn't know that. What about you, friend?
Nothing.
Oh, joy. What about you, my man?
I'm going to go to Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. Big thing, right? Yeah, looking forward to it. I'll probably see you down there. We'll be there. What about you, big man?
I'm going to be working at my uncle's surf shack.
A what? Surf shack. You can surf?
A little bit.
Can you body surf like Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to see your little speedos on the beach?
No.
Draft pick. Oh, he has something to say.
You can go swimming.
Uh-huh.
Fill out a job application.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna swap meet sponsor.
Really? All right. Now the trip, like as Miss Essence and Gabby said earlier, the trip is canceled for the bus trip to what's it called? Canton Park. All right. So now they were talking about the Watts, hoping that they bring drama. They're gonna be there. What do you guys feel about that? The Watts camp is coming down.
I think it's bad.
Oh, it's bad? Oh my goodness.
Too many people in one place. Look at this, it's small.
Too many people. Can I come in here? They're going to be...
Oh,
no, they're going to be at a park.
Oh, State Park. Where? Park. State Park. Where? Like,
you have the microphone. You got something to say, man. What's that?
I think it's unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Well, because they actually got it all worked up of the park.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah.
Then automatically we're canceling it.
I can understand. You had your hopes up?
Yeah.
You feel like your hopes and dreams are crushed?
Yeah.
Like a Decepticon?
No.
So, question for you. So, are you happy that CST testing is done?
Yeah.
There's a lot of review. You have finals
yeah.
coming up now?
Yeah.
So, would you rather have the finals or more CST testing?
Finals.
How hard was the CST testing?
Not hard.
Not
really, but, you know.
Oh, really?
Only the English is a little bit hard.
A little bit hard?
No.
Essence, how hard was it for you, the CST?
It was easy.
Gabby.
You know, I was scared, but you know, I had to, you know.
All right, back to the fellas. All right, so CST's done. So who has the hardest final here? English is the hardest final, you think so?
Yeah.
Math? Who's your English teacher?
Teacher.
Oh, I heard she brings it, was just English. You said math? What's up with math?
Man, I'm sorry, I can't sleep at night anymore.
Why not?
Because my math teacher gave me an F.
Oh,
just
not
because
good.
Three times I was finishing my homework in the hallway.
Okay. All right. So look, we have 2.5 weeks left. Y'all just do the best you can. Take it serious. Graduate, 8th grade, 9th grade, wherever you're going.
Woo.
And have fun. And you know, we'll see y'all next time. Or we'll hear you all next time, next Wednesday, X Block. Cardinal Station, that was Essence idea. Gabby second that. We out.
Hey, Mr. McCullough, this is Sai Dinglewood. How are you? Can't complain. I'm actually in Congo at this moment, so I don't want to take too much of your time. Happy holidays and good stuff like that. But, hey, you're still over Africa, right? Want to make sure. Are you, you're still with the Africa Channel, right?
What?
What the? Oh, man. All right. I got to meet with our Minister of Communications about an hour. Can I call you back after that meeting? That's crazy. Because word got to me back here in Kinshasa, and I'm like, no, I wanted to call you directly. But we'll talk after the meeting if that's okay. All right, friend. Talk to you later. How are you? Can't complain. You can't send your loot out finally. Coming your way. So if you're from Wells Fargo, it's not a spam. If you're loot. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, I would love to take care of you. Yeah, James is out at Africa Channel. Yeah, I know that because I just called him. I called James directly. So I had a plan. So I said, you know, are you still over there? He's like, no. Nah. I'm like, what? It's true. You had a plan, though. Like, the tree goes, nah. I was like, your nose goes, nah, I'm not with him anymore. So I had to tell him I had lost to a meeting so I can, like, you know, let it digest, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it was okay, I'm going to call him back in about an hour to find out what went down. His side of the story. Yeah, he's out. Damn. I want to get his side of the circle. What happened? I was throwing, because I had like a lot of cards and I was throwing them out. And I came across his. So I knew I had it somewhere, which had his cell phone. So I called him the cell phone. He's like, this is James. Like, hey, this is Saeed. So now he was rude. What's going on? And he said he was like, not there anymore. So what I'm going to do is call him back in about an hour, because they had a meeting, and then ask him what happened to get his side of the story. Because the last thing I heard was that press release that Tanya put out, and then I found another release and somewhere else saying, no, he's still there. So I don't want to hear none of that stuff. I'm going to talk to him directly, and then, you know, see what he has to say, and I'll let you know what's up. But that's something, man. That's something. But, I mean, you talked about it before. I kind of see me and you both kind of saw this coming, because I know one complaint, and I think you brought this up also, that everybody kept saying, was that he was showing so much content from South Africa. He wasn't really showing anything else. And me and you were like, yo, you have all these people here in LA, just in the continent alone. You have to have original programming. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So, this actually might be an opening, because if we can't get in there, then that doesn't mean we can't push out of what you were talking about. Because, you know, all with the new organization, I'm sure they don't know all these people, and people don't know them. I think this might be an opportunity to really do something. And I'm going to talk to Sylvester from the Nollywood Foundation about that also. Because, you know, we know all the people from that organization. Yeah. So I got to speak later on today. As I talk to James, I'll call you. Oh, you know, hey, you're going to put my call that I just talked to him. This is amazing. All right, man. So I'll talk to you later. All right, later on.